Friends, we have seen in the last chapter that an offer is a proposal, while an acceptance is the assent or significance by the opposite party. Now, communication in short indicates the acceptance or obviously the intimation by the offerer unto the person to whom it is made. Let us now proceed with communication. An offer or proposal to be complete must be communicated. By communication, the promisor signifies his willingness and the promisee signifies his assent. Only when an offer is communicated, it can be accepted. Revocation means a withdrawal or to take back. And therefore, revocation or withdrawal of a proposal and acceptance also requires to be communicated to the other party. Well, friends, in short, this indicates A offers to sell his car unto B by 15th December 2016. He has posted this letter, obviously, on 16th December. B, the acceptor, receives it only on 20th December. Here, the acceptance is said to be completed, obviously, on 20th December when the offeree receives the postal communication by the offerer. When a proposal can be revoked, any time before the communication of its acceptance is complete as against the proposer, but not afterwards. Revocation is effective only when it comes to the knowledge of the person to whom the offer is made. Right? How is a proposal revoked? By a communication of a notice of revocation by proper means to the other party. Well, friends, now when we say or obviously indicate revocation, we mean withdrawal. Offer can be withdrawn before it is accepted by the other party. So under English law, it is very rightly said, acceptance is obviously to a lighted match what a train gunpowder is to a train. So therefore, acceptance is to a contract wherein here there is a revocation which can be done by the offerer before the acceptance is indicated. Now, by revocation, it is also done by other means, which is by lapse of time prescribed in such a proposal for its acceptance, by failure of the acceptor to fulfill a condition precedent to acceptance, by death or insanity of the proposer. Any acceptance and revocation through post under Indian law, it is assumed that the proposer is deemed to have received the acceptance no sooner it is dispatched. Well, friends, let me have this explained to you. By lapse of time. What do we understand by lapse of time? It means the offerer has indicated a time limit wherein the acceptor is required to indicate his acceptance before the time. Once the time lapses, obviously, the offer stands revoked. We have a famous case law of Montefiore versus Ramsgate Company, whereby A had applied for shares in a company in the month of June. The company gave its acceptance only sometime in November. The offerer said, I cannot wait for such a time because November is too long a time for acceptance. My capital gets blocked in a particular company. Let me have it withdrawn. It was held. Yes, obviously, the acceptor had to indicate acceptance before the time limit. By failure of the acceptor to fulfill a condition precedent to acceptance. It means A has told B, right, I will sell you my car at a sum of rupees 1 lakh provided you pay me a sum of rupees 25,000 in advance. If this 25,000 is not obviously parted by B, here is an acceptance which stands invalid because the condition was he will sell the car only provided the advance money is paid. And therefore, when this condition is not obviously adhered, the condition stands lapsed and the offer lapses. By death or insanity of the proposer, whenever the offerer dies and the acceptor is not aware of his death or insanity, the offer is said to lapse. Acceptance and revocation can be done through post because under Indian law it is assumed that the proposer is deemed to have received the acceptance no sooner it is dispatched. So friends, now you have now understood that communication is a very important ingredient whereby you try to intimate to the acceptor that this acceptance has to be done before the offer lapses or before it stands expired. So communication is the intimation by the offerer to whom the offer is made by the acceptor so that he indicates his acceptance before the offer lapses. Thank you very much. I hope you have understood the same.